T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Props to Sheridan. My man coming strong with the thunderstick today on the rumors.
Can you really trust that guy, though?
Sure. He's got a blue check mark.
It's not Sheridan Poops?
No, it's Hoops. I checked.
No, listen. Listen to me.
If I listen to you, is it going to be ruining my dream, or is it going to be bringing me to reality? Or is it going to be making sense?
I'm just going to tell you. Listen, I know Sheridan had one scoop. One big scoop.
Two.
Two big scoops. Like, I get a Baskin-Robbins.
It's a double scoop.
Minus one for me.
I think that's plus one.
Minus one for him. I don't want to make Leroy move, though. Sheridan seems to be a little out there. If you will.
Perhaps. But sometimes the craziest are the geniuses among us.
All right, so get to it. What's your boy say?
Why
are you making Will calls?
It's not all good. But it's got some good. Because he's got this piece that he's put out basically saying that he seems to hear now that the Sixers are the front runners for Kawhi Leonard. All right?
Yes. By the way, I lose the bet. Well, I guess I have until midnight, right?
11:59 tonight.
Yep.
He seems to think that the Sixers are the favorites to get Kawhi Leonard. That Uncle Robinson is now given the blessing that, oh yeah, Sixers, we'll sign an extension with you. Which, again, I told you they were cracking. But in the whole midst of this thing where he's talking about, you know, Pau Gasol, and he might get moved to the Sixers in a deal because of the salary matching and all that, he also says, as I have reported, the Miami Heat are very much alive in the Kawhi Leonard discussions. Boom. Still alive, Leroy. Still in the game. Still at the table.
You like this 1,300-pound saltwater crocodile caught in Australia. Dead and stinking.
Nah, man. Not dead. Because you want to know what the opposite of that is? Still alive.
Are you one of those people that hear what you want to hear and not necessarily?
Is that the same as being glass half full?
No.
Oh. No, it's not glass half full. What it is you,
Wait. You do it too. Because I get texts in the wee hours in the morning about some article that somebody said that makes you feel good.
Well, don't we all do that?
No.
By the way, this glass half full, glass half empty thing is the stupidest thing anyone has ever imagined. There's an obvious answer to the riddle.
Half full.
What's the?
Well,
answer?
It's simple. If your glass starts out as empty and you pour it halfway, that's half full. If the glass started full and you've drinking half of the glass, it's half empty.
Nah, it's not true. Because if
so
it's
you're almost done in one case and you're almost filling it up in the other.
It's
way.
The easiest answer.
No, because you want to know something. I don't. When I'm driving around
here,
and I have a half tank of gas, I feel
here,
that's a half full tank.
Let me do it this way. Say you have $1,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I take $500.
Yeah.
Versus you have no dollars
and I give
you $500. Both end up the same way, but which way is happier?
Well,
I don't see it
Boxton.
Yes.
No, not Boxton.
Yes.
Not Boxton.
No. Are you happy if you had no money and you get $500? Or are you happier if you have $1,000 and end up with $500?
No, I don't think you can use money in that way. I think you have to. Here's a container. Here's a container. It's either.
I'm going to fill it up with $1,000.
No, no.
Then I'm going to take half of it.
See, I don't think using money
but
is fair.
But did I start out with no dollars?
If you start out, wait, that's what I just said. If you start out with no dollars and I give you $500, do you feel better than if I gave you $1,000 and took $500?
Here, one point the money. Nay, I'd like to excuse 1 second. What if this? I just put a container of $500 in front of you. You don't know how it got there. Did I put in $500 or did I take out $500 to get to $500? You don't know how it got to 500.
If you don't know how it got there, that's technically you having zero and then going to 500.
No, right. No, you don't.
No.
No.
It's $500.
It's $500. Yeah.
No. Nay, nay.
So if you were thirsty as all get up.
And you just saw.
And I give you a half a bottle.
Right.
Are you left with a half full bottle?
It's a half empty.
Yes.
No, it's a half empty bottle.
No, no, no. It's a lot different.
It's certainly half empty.
Then if you're thirsty. And I give you a full bottle and you drink half of it. You end up in the same spot, but the half a bottle when you were thirsty meant more than you drinking half the bottle.
Point is,
you got boxed in there.
No, I didn't get boxed in. In fact, I boxed out so quickly, you couldn't even close two sides of the box.
I don't know. Hey, did you cut the sleeves off that shirt? Or did you roll them up?
Yeah, that's where I keep my smokes. Let's get the headlines.
What the heck?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Oh, boys, one of the most anticipated matches of the entire last 4 years has come upon us. England, Croatia, 2 o'clock. It's going down for reals. It's going down for reals. Semi-final, winner goes on to take on France in Sunday's final.
Who are you rooting for?
England, of course.
Kalinda.
What? I'm rooting for Kalinda.
No, no, no. Last name is London. I've always been enamored with the English football club forever.
You haven't been enamored. In fact, the only British connection we've had on this show, you've mocked.
Listen to me. I've loved England in football, proper football, not American football, forever.
If you got to say proper football, then
because
it's not.
Even though I have no English ancestry in my lineage,
yeah.
Since I was little, I didn't know that. They didn't have 23andMe when I was little. I just was like, my last name's London. I love England. That's the way it is.
Hey.
Why don't you just ask your parents?
Listen to me. I'm listening.
You're right here. I listen to you every day on the show.
Listen to me. Listen.
Sorry.
You listen. You're not focused. Listen. I love England.
Okay, but what about Kalinda? What about her happiness?
I love Kalinda. It was great to see her jump up and down, but, you know, her time has come.
No, I don't think it has.
No. It has. It has.
I think it has.
Robbie, what's the line on this game?
England is favored by half a goal.
Yeah, they're gonna.
That's what everybody's favored by in soccer.
No.
Not true. Yesterday's game was a flat pick'em.
Oh, cannot wait. Harry Kane is going to play.
By the way, this saltwater croc,
yeah,
still alive. They're relocating.
Oh, 1,300 pounds? How long? 1,300
pounds.
How long is that? How long is that puppy?
So it's the other side of Australia's problem?
15 feet.
Oh, damn.
Now, if Croatia does lose, they still get a third place game. So you might still see Kalinda at the third place game.
We'll see Kalinda as they take on Belgium.
No, Kalinda, it's either your first or last.
I don't think she's showing up for a third place game.
My lady plays for keeps.
Your lady?
Yeah, my lady. She plays for Chiefs.
Did she go to Arizona State?
Big news.
She's got Poon in her pocket.
Big news at Wimbledon.
Federer. Out.
Roger Federer lost.
After winning the first two sets.
So he is out in the quarters. Nadal won the first set 7-5. He's tied in the second set right now 6-6.
So they're in a
tiebreaker. Novak Djokovic won as well. The American Isner is playing right now in the first set, tied at 3. And there's a couple other things going on. This whole story came out that Ramona Shelbourne wrote about the courting of LeBron and how it all went down. And Jeannie Buss woke up early and didn't know. No one knew what was going down except for Magic. He was the only one.
Yeah, I saw Magic was like he got to LeBron's house an hour early.
Yeah,
creepy.
But one of the interesting things that came out of that is that Andy Ellisberg actually called, was it Corey Altman?
Colby Altman.
Colby Altman up in Cleveland to kind of like be like, hey, did the sun come up today?
Yeah.
It'll come up tomorrow.
He said LeBron, LeBron's Rat Finkery almost murdered him.
We basically found out that Andy Ellsberg thought he was having a heart attack. And then when he couldn't sleep, just started driving up the coast of Florida. He didn't know what he was doing. Just started driving.
When LeBron left?
Yeah. Andy Ellsberg thought he was in bed having chest pains. He's like, I can't deal with this. He got in his car and he just started driving somewhere past Melbourne. Started driving.
Because he just lost. He lost the best player in the world.
He was just for those few hours. But then he drove right back.
Like, I don't understand. In that business, there's always that possibility when a guy's contract is up.
Yeah. But
aren't you being a little
LeBron hoodwinked them? Anyways, Ellsberg. So he starts driving up the coast. It's the middle of the night, 2-3 a.m. Can't sleep. Thought he was having a heart attack. Gets in the car. Starts driving. Right. And then he gets somewhere like in the middle of by Daytona, who knows where. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna turn this all around. Drives back to the office, in the office by 8 a.m. on the whiteboard, putting down strategy.
I wish he almost didn't come back because it would have just been like, where's Ellsberg? Oh, turns out he's in Georgia.
He's just driving. Has anyone seen Andy Ellsberg?
Andy, where are you? We need to figure out whether or not we're going to max out Bosch.
I'm in Savannah.
And Whiteside.
No, it wasn't that yet. Andy, where are you? We got Luol Deng on the phone.
No, boss, I'm just driving. I'm just driving, man. Also, we found out that Spo has talked to Luke Walton about coaching LeBron.
Hey, Luke Walton, here's the advice. Do what he says.
The bigger thing is I was shocked to learn that Spo is all for Carmelo.
That's what I was shocked by. Let's get into that because the Melo thing has been a big discussion on our show lately. Well, but I think that certainly changes some of the things if he's the guy who's really out in front.
Also, we found out yesterday, along with that news, we found out that Riley really has been trying to get rid of Whiteside and Tyler, and there are no takers.
Yeah. Remember.
You got yourself an ugly mole on your face right now.
Question.
Can't Riles like.
You remember when they signed these contracts?
No.
2016.
And I would say I thought he was pressured into doing it, that he flinched.
Yes.
And everybody said,
You were right.
That's not why I'm saying
it. You were right. We were wrong.
That's not why I'm saying
it. I'm admitting it.
But everybody always made the assumption that if they suck, we could just dump those contracts.
Mm-hmm.
The sign of a bad contract is this.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really said that they could dump those contracts. I think you're thinking of last year.
Actually,
well, they thought with Tyler, they thought they'd have Tyler cheap for 2 years, and then they thought he'd have enough trade value to dump him after the 2 years.
Now, I remember that Tyler press conference very well, where he's like, oh, no, Mickey's like, we're not losing our guys.
Mm-hmm.
But they just lost, they let him take Dwayne Wade. But
I'm just like, hey, man, sometimes you just find, they just found another Bumpy Johnson. His name is Duncan Robinson.
The most important news is that the Dr. Pimple Popper show premieres on TLC at 10:04.
All right, we'll get into
that's a little disgusting.
We'll get into a little bit of all the Heat moves that are coming up right after this. I like the way you think, Robbie.
He's still alive.
Props to Sheridan.
Actually, you know what? While we're giving props to Romberg for the vocals on your Stroking song,
Robin Stroke.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll bring that to you later on in the show. We have a new theme song for Duncan Robinson.
Really good.
The pipes were brought out. Still waiting for my first leg there, Dunk. By the way, we're making you famous. So Chris Sheridan is reporting the Heat are very much alive in the Leonard discussions. The Sacramento Kings remain a viable conduit for a three-way deal. So that's the thing. However, Sheridan does have some tweets out that Vlade Divac doing the going back to the Tyler Johnson well. Not seen so viable. Even though that's a homecoming for Tyler Johnson. And seemingly, no one's taking the Kings' money. So I'm just saying, Kings, you got all this dough out there. You got all this space. Hey, look, he's bumpy. He dunks. Does stuff. What do you care? What are you, saving up for a big whale? No one's going to Sacramento. Might as well spend your 20 mil on Tyler Johnson.
Hassan Whiteside was on the Kings.
Yeah.
Hey,
well.
By the way. The one thing a texter chimed in, and I believe this. Why did we match the Nets offer sheet for Tyler Johnson? The fact that it was the Nets wanted him should have been a red flag.
Well, not only that, the Nets and the Kings offered more, and he said no to them.
Listen. we can all agree now there was some panicking going on.
I said that.
We know.
I don't consider.
You are right. We were wrong.
No, Tobin doesn't consider it panicking.
I don't. I said
it was panicking.
Look, we all looked at that Tyler Johnson deal and we said, pay that guy $20 million. I don't know. The one I'm not going to fault is the Whiteside deal, just because he had a market for max slots. People were going to pay Hassan Whiteside, and you had no advantage to keep
one,
him.
One team.
No, the one that we know of.
Right. The only thing that got to me about this whole situation, all these signings, was they signed guys to long-term deals that they prided themselves on finding other guys to do that job. For example, now we're talking about Wayne Ellington. I like Wayne Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Heat love Wayne Ellington. But they always find a Wayne Ellington.
Mm-hmm. They seemingly have found one in the D-League.
Right. So, but my point is, they've done it. Okay, what about when Ray Allen left? Like, they find those spot-up shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you spend money on them if you think, as an organization, you can always find that guy?
I agree with you. The only thing I would say with Wayne Ellington is it seems to me Wayne Ellington has a lot of interest around this league.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be hard for me to believe that they don't already have something in the works, like a wait, just let us figure some stuff out and then we'll get you done. It would seem to me that's done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like he'd be signed already. Like Sedano was saying yesterday on the broadcast, he's heard 20 teams are interested in Wayne Ellington. Everybody wants a Wayne Ellington.
Right.
So it would be hard for me to believe that Wayne Ellington wouldn't have already bolted for the cash if he didn't believe what the Heat were telling him. Now here's the thing with Ellington. I think if you had your druthers of all these guys they gave contracts to, you'd be down with giving the guy who is an amazing 3-point shooter that money. It's just you're already tied down to all these other guys with that money.
Who's supposed to do similar things?
Yes, but even he, like, having a guy like him, like when the Heat blew people out last year, ever in a game, it was because Wayne Ellington was having a fire game. Like he legitimately in today's NBA is a game changer if he has the game going. Now, he pooped the bed a bit in the playoffs, but that type of player making those kinds of strides in his career where he's been bouncing around and he seems like he finally found a place, you know, you'd love to keep a guy like that around. It's just like, is it worth it to have that and have invested in that? Because a Wayne Ellington almost seems like the complementary piece. It's not like he's going to be a building block.
Right.
And we're already going down this road where you've invested in a lot of pieces. And look, maybe the market's going to be different next year because more teams are going to have space and these contracts will be more tradable. That's been one of the problems. You haven't been able to really offload any of these deals also because there haven't been any options. Nobody had space this year.
But back when they were signing these deals, that was one of the things that I kept hearing is that, hey, even if they sign these guys to these contracts, they're tradable assets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at these guys now, and they're really not.
Yeah. Well,
except the guys that you actually want.
Yeah, and those guys right now, I think the thing you look at it and you say, well, the problem is how long you're locked down to them right now.
Right.
You know, everybody feels like they want to take a crack at it. But look, there's going to have to be some resetting here. Like once the Kawhi piece falls, I think teams are going to realize, all right, well, what is going to be the next real seismic shift player who's going to be available?
Well, then they start trading players and trading pieces to get that guy.
Yeah, you're going to have to make some kind of a mix and shake things up. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to be standing pat. There's not going to be any moves out there to be made. You know, LeBron's locked down for 4 years. Kevin Durant's seemingly going to be the Warriors for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once this 2019 summer comes up, I don't know. I think teams will be looking to kind of recalibrate a little bit. Now let's get into Carmelo, because yesterday there was a report from Woj, just came out just after our show ended yesterday, that the Heat were given permission to meet with Carmelo and discuss what role they sought for him. And so that's still going on. They still haven't decided whether or not this is going to be via trade, if this is going to be during the stretch. And the Heat were also given permission along with the Rockets. Those are the teams we know about. And they would be the teams that seemingly are the front runners for him. Now, the one thing, and Leroy mentioned this a little bit last segment, that I found most noteworthy about all of this was Eric Spoelstra being the guy out in the forefront wanting Carmelo Anthony. That he seems him as a really, really great option for them at power forward. And I found that surprising. Because I think when we all saw this, we thought, this feels a little bit like Riley taking a home run cut, and he's the one who probably wants to see if this can fit into it. But if it's the guy who's actually got to make it move, if it's the guy who's got to make it work. Yeah, the guy who's got to make it work, does it change your opinion at all as to your desire to go after him, even if it's not via trade?
Well, I always think this is that when coaches want certain players, and this is why in football you need the coach and the GM working on the same page. Because if a coach wants a certain player, then he already has an idea of how that player will fit into his system. Now, what's amazing to me is I don't see how, when they want to run, they want to be active, they want movement on offense, and that's really never been Carmelo's thing. So I'm curious to see or to know, why does Spo think that Carmelo will fit in what he's doing now? Because right now they have a lot of young players, and he's always talking about picking up the pace, tempo, 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 defense, tempo, defense, transition. And he's been preaching that for the last couple of years with all these young players.
Yeah, and I think that I would guess the way he's probably looking at it, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, is he's looking at a team that was, I think, 23rd overall in offense last year. So not great. You didn't really know where those consistent buckets were going to come from. And he says, well, that guy gets buckets, and he can create his own shot. But
he hasn't been good at it.
Well, that's the thing, because this is where I wonder, like, we almost get to the Adam Gase, Jay Cutler territory. Like,
you
like the idea of a player.
It sounds great.
And you think that the tools are there, but who are you really getting? Like, you know, like, everybody has the thought, oh, no. Carmelo, he's going to come here. We're going to put the shine on him. But what if Carmelo comes in here and he's like, I don't need to be in great cardiovascular shape to get buckets.
And that's going to be a stickler with the Heat, because the one thing they pride themselves in is everybody being in optimum shape to play basketball. I mean, look at D-Wade, look at LeBron, Chris Bosh, Wayne Ellington, James Johnson. You look at all these guys, Hassan,
right?
All these guys whose bodies have been transformed due to the work ethic that the Heat impose on them.
Well, even at the end of last year with Hassan, like, with all the complaining and the body language, the first thing Riley went to when he talked about his postseason was he wasn't in shape.
Right.
Wasn't in shape.
Right.
And so they value it very, very highly. And
right.
I just don't know, man. Like, this guy's now been to, this would be another franchise he's going to, be his third franchise in 3 years.
It's a perfect analogy, because, I mean, you think of Jay Cutler, and the only thing I can say, but, you know, no player ever complains about Jay Cutler. And that's kind of where I am with that. He's probably a great teammate.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as an organization and what they're trying to do, the same thing can be said about Melo. Hey, we need you to be in this type of shape. We need you to show this level of commitment. And at 34 years old, are you going to get that?
The thing about Cutler is he had a pre-existing relationship with Gase.
Mm-hmm.
So on his side, if he was going to come back, it was going to be someplace where he had a connection. There was a level of respect, but also it would make it easier for him to pick up the system. Do we know if Melo wants to work this hard?
Melo! But again, think about this. The two teams that are the front runners,
mm-hmm.
both teams that run.
Well, this is the thing that I find odd with the Houston thing, is the D'Antoni relationship, because
that was crappy in New York.
It was terrible in New York. And the other thing is, all right, so when they're having the discussion of him coming there, I got to imagine that they want to keep things pretty status quo, which means they want to put him in some kind of reserve role, which is what he was against in Oklahoma City. He doesn't want to be reduced here.
Which is, and like, before any decisions are made, doesn't Melo have to have a heart-to-heart with the man in the mirror?
I don't know, man. I don't think that's happening.
He can't start
man
anymore.
In the mirror.
Like, come on. Are we the only ones that think that?
Oh, no. We're not the only ones that think that.
Hey, no. Is there anybody out there? Anybody out there that thinks on my NBA team, Melo's going to help us if he's a starter?
I think that there are people who think that they always can take the star, and they think if they have the right ingredients to like unlock the mysteries to get it going.
Okay, but is he a star now?
No, he's not a star. Okay, but he's a perennial scorer, and they do need that.
There's a lot of teams that need that, but are you going to sacrifice the way you play basketball in hopes of getting more scoring? Because, again, ball dominant, dribble, 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 5 seconds left, chuck up a shot. That's Melo. That's old school basketball.
Yeah, but I think the thing that you're worrying about is, I think it's okay to have one of those guys. If you bring in Melo, I'm assuming Wade's coming back. Now you got two of those guys. And then you got on top of it, you know who was out working on the court yesterday, who's cleared for court action? Philly cheese.
Is it possible that Wade is not starting?
Wade's not starting.
Right. So, is it possible that Melo is not starting?
Well, even if
Banana Boat Bench.
Who's going to talk him into that? Because remember, at the end of the turkey.
Why are you eating the turkey in the middle of the segment?
Oh, I'm nervous.
About what?
The England match.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What are you talking about?
I eat when I'm nervous. I'm nervous about the England match.
Must be nervous a lot.
Can I just, if I may?
I mean, you are just...
is a load of crap.
What? You're so sloppy with the turkey eating, too.
You must always be nervous.
Oh, always.
Because you're always bumping your gums with something in between them.
I'm a worrywart, man.
The turkey moistness going on in your mouth. We're all hearing it right now.
Listen, I eat my feelings.
All right. Can you put the cough button on while you're eating some feelings?
My bad. I'm Radio Personality of the Year and the APD.
We're back after this. Chris Sheridan today saying he's still alive in the Kawhi talks. Very exciting. I love it. Thank you, Sheridan. Thank you. Even if you are swinging details on stories to swing betting odds on your gambling website, I don't care. Tell me sweet nothings. Whatever you got, man. You want to tell me that the Heat are into it, and just because you're swinging who the favorite is on betdsi.com, I'm all for it, man. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Do you have journalistic integrity? To me, you do. You're Walter Cronkite to my ass. That's all that matters. Kwame Beach, the dream is alive. As we mentioned, with the Heat, lots of things going down yesterday. It was good to have Heat news yesterday. Like, actual stuff was happening with the Heat involved. Woj and Miami together. Felt like we were in. Even if it is for washed Melo. I don't care. I just want some news. I want some action. Yesterday, it felt like we were in the action. We had that. We had the Duncan Robinson news going down yesterday. By the way, my man, Duncan Strokinson, killing it from downtown once again in the summer league. Destroying him and Bam Adebayo yesterday, destroying fools. Bam Adebayo was 16 free throws in summer league yesterday, bullying these kids.
Didn't Manny or Barry, someone write an article about his offense wasn't that great?
Who said that?
Ari said he had mixed results.
It was mixed results in this new offensive situation.
Mixed results? It was a parade to the free throw line. They were mugging him. That's why. Oh, I can't stop Kevin Jordan back. Put hands all over him. Look, don't you worry your pretty little head over Kemp Jordan. All right? Don't worry about him. Things are all coming together. They're trying some things. Is it a little iffy from time to time this summer? Sure. But we know what we're doing. We're just having fun. We're experimenting. That's all we're doing. So Kemp Jordan kicking the ball all over the place from time to time. No worries.
It's okay.
Are you eating turkey again?
No.
As the segment starts?
No.
Whoa.
We started the segment.
Hey. It's the turkey.
And you shove turkey in your mouth again.
It was still in my mouth from like 10 minutes ago.
I saw you put new turkey in your mouth as soon as you turned on the microphone.
New turkey. By the way.
New turkey.
Can we try to keep all of
a spittle in our mouths?
No. Not when he has the entire public's cold cut section in his gullet.
Why don't you get like this when he's eating during the show, not even paying attention?
He's less sloppy about it. You're like,
wait, texter.
You're like, great. Here. First of all, I have to get him to talk into the microphone half the time is a victory in itself. So I'm not worried about him eating in the microphone.
You, look where your mic is right now. It's like your
mic. It's right by my mouth.
Your mic might as well be in your pants.
Look, half the time Leroy's doing the show like this.
Yeah, and that's right. That's a great point by it. I don't know.
But you, it's like direct HD, right? Hey. It's like I'm out in the Serengeti.
By the way, you just
slayed a gazelle.
The texters care.
I would love to be in the Serengeti.
The texters care because whenever you get nervous, drink water. Maintains weight loss, probably get a
catheter. Yeah. I would go for that if I didn't need a catheter because I had a catheter once after I had surgery and I was in the ICU and they went to go pull that thing out while I was awake and I've never experienced anything like that.
You know,
the doctor comes in and he goes, hey, I just want you to know the balloon's this big and the hole it's coming out of is this big. Good luck to you.
You know what the worst thing is? You still have your appendix?
No, I got it taken out.
I got my appendix taken out. Guess how they check? They give you a catheter, blow up a balloon, take a picture.
Oh, no, that's not how they check for me. I got a CAT scan.
Okay. Well,
I'm not for that.
Huh?
I'm not for that.
Hey, my appendix, nobody's for it.
By the way, my appendix exploded while I was waiting 12 hours in the ER for them to get a test result back. Good job, Baptist Hospital. I love you, though.
Jeez.
I'm getting an endoscopy there in 2 weeks.
What
I still love
you. What
the
hell is an endoscopy?
They stick a camera down your throat to see what's going on there.
Do you even need it, or are you just going for kicks?
At this point, I don't know. I need a procedure like once every 3 months, or I'm not good.
All right.
Had an ultrasound the other day. Need an endoscopy. Okay, I just sign up for things.
All right. It's that time of the show. It's time for somebody to take a dump on the Dolphins, which is seemingly what happens every single day.
Wait, can we say that?
Yeah. Why not? It's just a trash
somebody, dump. Oh, every day every is day. Like somebody new.
Today's ranking comes to us via Bill Barnwell, who decided to rank the NFL's best and worst offensive arsenals, which just seems like you're making things
he
up.
He did this last year, and he had the Dolphins third out of everybody.
Well, it seems like somebody's team petty on their rankings, because today he has the Dolphins 31st.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's 32nd?
The Jets. Which actually
kind of by the way, Texter chimes in. Beasts like to eat his feelings, and he's always feeling hungry.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
I just can't believe, we had a 7-minute break, and
I didn't talk to the boss in the middle of the break.
Why wouldn't you eat your turkey while talking to the boss?
Because he was eating his lunch.
Huh?
And Leroy was in the kitchen entertaining the ladies.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not eating an entire sandwich right for all our audience.
I don't have bread.
You couldn't.
It's not really a sandwich.
You had such a break, and you decided
I had
the best two times were eat at the end of last segment and the beginning of this one.
The boss summoned me to his office. I had to go to his office. I couldn't bring my turkey with me.
Jesus.
What?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Anyway, so Bill Barnwell has the Dolphins 31st. He says, no team falls further in this year's rankings. As everything looked promising for the Dolphins in 2017, it didn't work out or it didn't come back. Jay Ajayi is gone. That's a fair point. He is replaced by 35-year-old Frank Gore, who has nearly 15,000 carries on his back. Jarvis Landry is swapped out for Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson, who have combined for 200-yard games over the past two seasons. Julius Thomas whispered through a 388-yard, three-touchdown season. He's been replaced in the lineup by Mike Gesicki and a combination of position that is still yet to produce even a 700-yard rookie season once. Kenny Stills was less efficient in a larger role, while Devontae Parker spent his presumed breakout season struggling with an ankle injury. The most exciting player will be Kenyon Drake, who could be squeezed by Gore and rookie fourth-rounder Kalen Ballage.
That's not accurate, though.
It's what you want, though.
Kenny Stills is probably...
What do you mean that's what you want?
Kenny Stills is probably the most... You know, now that Jarvis is gone, the most consistent of the wide receivers.
Last year, he said the Dolphins were third, and that turned out to be terrible. So this year, no rat poison. Instead, you got motivation.
And again,
he's burning the Dolphins for making them look stupid.
The only thing that changed from last year to this year okay? The quarterback. There's a couple.
That's not part of this list. It's just running backs and receivers.
Right.
And
but Jarvis Landry, okay, and again, if your main weapon is a guy who runs 5 to 10 yard routes, you're not going to be any good anyway.
I'll tell you what, there'll be plus, and that's tight end. I don't care if Mike Gesicki goes out there with
you called that. You called that from the get-go.
Julius Thomas sucks, and he's fat. Mike Gesicki, even if he had a iffy minicamp, I'm telling you,
stop.
Going to be better.
Can I just
than Julius Thomas?
Can I just tell you, when young players go to minicamp, a lot of times they're learning a brand new offense.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't know what you're doing, you do it tentatively.
Yeah, I'm sure they're showing a lot of new stuff. There's a lot of new language that's getting thrown at you.
Right. And sometimes it takes you a while to not be intimidated. Because, look, my first year in the league, I was playing with grown men. I played with two guys. Their first year in the NFL, I was 8 years old. So it's, you know, I'm going to age myself here. Ozzie Newsome.
You don't have to age yourself.
And Clay Matthews, not that one, his dad.
Yesterday, somebody put out, who is this dude who was putting out your highlights?
We saw you on a show with Ernest Biner.
What was that guy's name? He's like Brown Scout on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was sending out old Leroy highlight clips.
Well, no, they weren't even, the best was like Leroy being interviewed next to Ernest Biner. And one, you don't look or sound any different.
No.
So that does.
You look like you've. All they've done is take you out of 1993 and just bring you here. But the weirdest one was, and I know this should be weird because we talk about this all the time, but like him just running over fools and then like going to celebrate with Belichick, who's just so young and spry.
By the way, could you get bigger pads?
That's the way you wore them back in the day. They didn't have those little pads.
Bro.
They didn't have those little baby pads back then. That's why everybody thought I was 240.
This is why he doesn't have to age himself, because my man has like,
look at those pads.
He looks like, look at that, the linebackers.
Oh, you know who that is? Derek Thomas.
May rest in peace.
Yep.
Did you just get up and start celebrating?
You did. It was a big run.
It's cold, too. Look at that.
Big ass face mask.
Look at those pads.
Yeah, we had the big pads back then.
Bro, your shoulders look like they're 20 million inches big.
Oh, they are.
I do wonder who was the guy who's just like, you know what? Smaller pads. Like, you know what? All the athletes are getting bigger, but let me go with the smaller pads.
Yeah. Nope. Not me.
Seems dumb.
You know what Belichick used to say to me? Hey, you got enough pads? I'm like, there's more.
All right. When we come back, this is great, man. I love that the trash talking is already starting between the Warriors and Lakers LeBron. It's already on.
Really?
It's already on.
They're already talking to the
it's
Warriors?
Already gone on. Yes.
They may never face the Lakers
they
in the playoffs.
They never stop talking. Like, for a team that has won 3 championships out of the last 4 years, they are so looking for acceptance. It's crazy. We're back after this. Guys, it's back. Next week, the ticket is giving you a chance. Actually, we're called the ticket. We're called the ticket. Anyway, we're giving you a chance to steal all of our cash with the tickets. $1,000 summer swindle. How about that? Swindling you. I don't really get what, swindle?
I came up with it, thanks.
Jesus. Anyway, listen for the keywords. We'll give it out between the hours of 7
a.m. Wait, why do I lose
6
a point?
PM. You just do.
Why?
You just do. You're lucky you're only down -1 today, quite frankly. Remember, don't text and drive. Messages and data rates may apply. It's the tickets, $1,000 summer swindle. And it's coming to you next week on AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a radio.com station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.